BBC News. One of the three police officers involved in the shooting of Breonna Taylor is to be indicted, but not in relation to her death. No officer will face charges for the killing. Many American cities are preparing for a night of anti-racism protests. Demonstrations have continued deep into the night in Belarus against the swearing-in of Alexander Lukashenko to a sixth term as president following last month's disputed election. Riot police are out in force. More than 100 people are reported to have been arrested. A group of Saudi Arabian dissidents in exile have launched a political party with the aim of instituting democracy in the kingdom. The National Assembly Party includes two prominent Saudi activists in Britain, the academic Madawi al-Rashid and the human rights advocate Yahya Asiri. President Trump has met attorneys general from 9 Republican states to review the legal immunity from liability over content enjoyed by internet companies. Mr. Trump had said he would seek to reform the law after Twitter placed labels on some of his tweets with the warning that they included potentially misleading information. Mr. Trump also announced new sanctions against Cuba as he seeks to secure Cuban-American votes in Florida. Americans will be banned from staying at properties owned by the communist government. There will also be further limits on imports of cigars and rum. France is imposing new restrictions aimed at curbing the swelling number of coronavirus cases. Bars and restaurants in 8 cities, including Paris, will have to close at 10 p.m. In Marseille, they'll have to close altogether from Saturday. And the legendary French singer and actress Juliette Gréco, whose songs charted the rebirth of France after the Second World War, has died at the age of 93. BBC News.